Welcome to Random Rambling and Rhetoric with TJ Mercer. That's my TT. And it's all powered by her Samsung Notes. Now, here's my TT.
I just loves me some porta potties, said no one ever. I don't know about you, but the ickiest thing on the planet is when I am forced to use a porta potty. I try to hold my bladder until the last possible minute. And what about nasty public restrooms? Ew, public restrooms plus kids. Parents, what do you do as soon as you take them to a public bathroom? You make them hold up their hands and forbid them to touch anything. Then you get in the stall, there's no toilet paper or seat cover, you handle your business, come out, and then there's no soap or paper towels. Lord have mercy, Jesus is just not a good situation all around. Fortunately, there's the restroom kit, a full bathroom solution the size of a lightweight deck of cards. A deck of cards, y'all. I keep one in my purse all the time just because it's complete with a full patented oversized toilet seat cover, enough toilet paper to cover the essentials, plus wet wipes for your tushy and your hands. The restroom kit is a don't leave home without it necessity for your road trips, you going camping, the beach, festivals, basically any restroom that ain't yours. Even that friend of yours who's cleaning is not their strong suit. You know what I mean? So pop on over and visit therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com. And when you use the code RAMBLINGS, RAMBLINGS, you will get 15% off your purchase. So stop going to the bathroom without the full protection you need. Go get the restroom kit at therestroomkit.com. Hey, hey, tea lights. So I'm where you normally find me. I'm out on my morning walk, and I was thinking about something that happened the other day. And for those of you who aren't familiar with me, I post quite a bit on Facebook. I am a storyteller, and a lot of my posts are long stories. And I have this thing where it's called hashtag Mama Chronicles starring my mother, Wanda. And most people think that I harass my mother. And that would be true. That would be accurate. I enjoy harassing my mother, especially on social media, because she acts like I don't exist. She'll read my posts, you know, and she'll, if I say something about her, or something happens good or bad, she'll read it, she won't comment, she won't like it, but she definitely will end up calling me and going, Miss Thang, so I saw your post. And so the other day, I had been absent from my email list where I send out emails with publicity tips and things like that. And if you're listening to this and you are an author, expert, coach, entrepreneur, who wants to actually get media exposure, you might want to get on my email list at IamANoisemaker.com. That's IamANoisemaker.com. But I had been MIA from my list for a while, partly because I had been living in Atlanta. I'm based in Los Angeles. I had been living in Atlanta for almost 5 months. And I first was working on Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish's new film, Night School. And then I went straight from that into the new Shaft movie with Sam Jackson and Richard Roundtree, who was such a yummy, lovely man, and Jesse T. Usher. And I was a behind the scenes producer. And that kind of required me to do 14-hour days. So there wasn't a lot of stuff I could really do besides work on set. And so I put my own business down for my own business of Media Mavericks Academy. I put that down or put a pause on that so that I could focus totally on the films. And so last week, I popped into my email list, sent out an email telling folks I've been busy, what I've been doing, you know, apologizing for my absence. Had no idea that my mother was actually on my email list. I have no idea why my mother was on my email list, because you have to opt in. I don't add people to my list. You have to request and submit yourself. So the other day, my mom and I were talking on the phone, and I had made a post about the fact that I had landed a sponsor for my very first podcast, which you're listening to. And I posted about how excited I was. So I asked her, like, "Mom, you see my post about the sponsor?" And she goes, "Yeah, Tiny, but you post, you say so much. I just scanned it. What's the details?" So I told her what was going on. And then, fast forward in the conversation, and she asked me, she said, "So what is it about this Beyonce and the rocket scientist?" And I kind of was like, "What, Ma? Beyonce and the rocket scientist?" "Yeah, you said something about Beyonce and rocket science." And I'm going, "How would she know that?" And so I was like, "Ma, how did you know that?" "You sent an email." And that's when it dawned on me, like, "Ma, you on my email list? What you doing on my email list?" "I don't know." Like, okay. And I was like, I said, "Well, what are you asking me?" "Well, you got so much going on." And I said, "Ma, that email really wasn't meant for you." She said, "Well, I'm glad, because I didn't pay attention to it anyway, because I don't want to do on no media. If I'm going to do media, I'm coming through you, so I don't even need this. I just thought you were sending it to me to show me how busy you were." I said, "What, Ma? So you think I sent you a detailed email just to let you know I was busy?" "Yeah." I said, "Ma, well, you can unsubscribe from the list." "I can? Well, I'm going to do that right now." And I was like, well, don't be so much in a hurry to unsubscribe. Like, some people might think what I do is valuable." "Well, I got your phone number, so I can actually just get the information straight from you if I really want it, but I ain't trying to be on nobody's TV." So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your entry into the woman who let me post up in her uterus for 9 months. And baby, coming in future episodes, we're going to have some stories to tell. So I'll talk to you later. And don't forget, hit subscribe, because there is no rhyme or reason to when I'm going to post. Talk to you later.
Well, that's it. Hopefully you enjoy what my TT shared with you. And like she always says, let's go out and make God smile. And don't forget to hug somebody. It's T2 Mercer signing off now. See y'all later.